This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, March 19th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Monterey County supervisors want Vistra to pay for independent long-term biological monitoring in Elkhorn Slough following last year's battery fire at the company's Moss Landing plant. While it's unclear how feasible that demand is, it comes after the board heard conflicting presentations this week on the ecological risk from the fire.
There doesn't appear to be any widespread contamination from the battery fire in these areas that were sampled.
That was toxicologist Michael Garland with the California Department of Toxic Substances Control. The agency received criticism for its soil sampling methods after the fire, as well as its pronouncement Tuesday that no further monitoring is needed. Christine Wasson is the research coordinator at Elkhorn Slough Reserve.
No conclusions about ecological impacts of the battery fire should be drawn from these initial data because bioaccumulation can be a slow process.
Wasson presented findings from the research group Ember, whose scientists have been studying how metals from the fire are moving through the slough's ecosystem. District 5 Supervisor Kate Daniels pushed for additional monitoring.
Make the polluters pay. I'd like to see if Vistra would fund this ongoing effort.
The board directed county staff to explore its options for doing so. Also, the Marina City Council this week joined Watsonville and Santa Cruz County in banning ICE agents from using their property for immigration enforcement. And lastly, people around the state are reacting to news that labor organizer Cesar Chavez sexually abused women and girls for years. If you're a part of our local farmworker community and have thoughts to share, email us at news@kazu.org. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.